The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Demon Seed.
Broadcast, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Just two young boys in black t-shirts.
Welcome, Reese. Welcome, my child. Slightly ill today, Reese.
Oh, no, you don't sound very well.
No, got a cold, been living away from home for nearly 2 weeks now as some men rip the butt. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. It sounds like you live some kind of living hell.
Yeah, some men are ripping the bathroom out. So we've moved into my parents' house. And of course, coming there, I've contracted a cold from one of them. So that's on me. And last week, I couldn't do it. None of us could do it last week. Should I close these?
I did. Up? I did something.
So, and I haven't even listened to that yet.
I'd avoid it.
Well, I avoid it all. Hang on.
Yeah.
Let's really go for it tonight.
Have you got enough energy in you to do My Boys, My Boys?
My boys, my boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very special. You deserve a prize. Ian, for you, the signed photograph of Jim Jarmusch. David, for you, this used Twix wrapper. And Ian, for you, the nicest of all the boys, two Soleros and a 50 pence off voucher for press-on towels. Valid until the 3rd of May, 1986. I kept it in case the wife needed it. Jill, get the cape. It's time.
Cool.
How's that?
That was good. That was
good. Good.
I feel bad that you're on you with a sore throat.
It's fine.
I made it easier. I've got two videos. I haven't watched them.
Okay.
One of them, I got them from this online archive.
Yeah.
So they're copyright free, so they can't take us to court. One of them's called The Secret Life of Cats.
Lovely.
And the other one's called The Child Molester.
Welcome, my children, to this. The world of pain.
So okay. Which one would you like to watch first? Because I can put it on. I'll turn the volume down so we can discuss it.
Well, let's start the evening easy. You know, let's break in with The Secret World of Cats.
Okay,
and
here we go.
And then we'll go into the job.
So it's actually a silent film. So we can talk over the top of it. So
and yeah, brilliant. We can do it.
The Private Life of a Cat.
Brilliant.
I bet this cost like £1 million when they made it.
This is going to be good. Here come the boys. And it's The Private Life of Cats. Look out, here comes one of our four-legged friends. And he's about to have some fun.
So for listeners, well, we're just watching a video of some cats and their secret private lives.
This is wonderful. So it's a film dating probably from about 1928, 1930, something like that. I don't know. It's very old.
It's cats in grainy black and white footage on windowsills.
Black and white footage of cats. Subtitles popping up the letter. The name, the word he, and then she to represent the sex of various cats.
Is this about cat sex? Are they going to do it? She's licking her lips at him.
I'm concerned now at this point. I mean, what we're doing is, two men.
Vintage cat sex.
Yeah, opposite sides of the world. And I'm seeing.
She's approaching him. She's licking his ear. Cat slut.
Yeah, and the other cat's sitting on the windowsill now. So, for listeners, use your mind's eye to fill this in. No. This really is taking it to the next level.
Will they show cat sex? Oh, no. No, they did it. They faded to black. They didn't show the cat sex. Right.
And then the subtitle, after 2 months, she begins to look for a place for a family. And we see a cat lying on the floor with a close-up of the stomach of the cat. So imagine this if you're driving in a car or if you're out on a walk. We can see the cat is rolling over, looking up at cupboards. It's looking at doorways. It clearly needs a place to give birth.
It needs to shit out some kittens.
Yeah. And now we can see it's scratching at a door. It needs to go somewhere to release its giblets.
It's inner giblets.
Here we go. So it's popping its head around a door. It's as cats do, using its paw to clip around the door. And then it's disappeared out of the shot. Cut to the next scene, Reese. We can see the cat looking around pensively.
Shall I skip ahead a bit?
Skip ahead. Yeah. I mean, again, yeah.
It's going up some steps. Oh, no, there's internal.
Hang on a minute. We're actually seeing the cat's giblets close up there.
He's licking his butt, and the kittens are falling out of the butt as it does it.
So we're watching a cat giving birth, and there's a lot of...
It looks like aliens.
1930s mucus around these animals.
Black and white grainy mucus.
Yeah, black and white grainy mucus. So again, if you're listening to this, just imagine some black and white grainy mucus coming out of a cat's area. And we can clearly see the cat is licking some of the mucus off of the...
There we go.
The small cats that have come out of the inside of its body.
Two small cats.
And we're just...
And now they're looking...
Oh, there's another... Oh, dear.
That looks like a newt.
Yeah, one of these sort of... I imagine it would be pink, because that's the colour they normally are.
Oh, now it's suckling on the tit.
Sucking the milk out there. Enjoy that milk there. Treat yourself to a bit of milk. Of course, all these cats would clearly be dead now. I mean, this is, you know, it's incredibly old. 70 or 80 years old, this film. We're watching the cats develop now for the listeners. So we're seeing fur has grown on them. They're big enough to sort of wander around by themselves within a few meters of their cat box. So imagine that, a wonderful, joyous image of a small kitten.
Oh, no, it's got a 1920 scratching post or something.
And a bigger cat we can see climbing that, teaching the smaller cats to climb the posts. So that's something we can see.
So that was the private life of cats. I give that two out of 10.
I'd give it 4.5, I think.
4.5.
Editing was quite good.
It was quite good.
I found, you know. So.
Oh, where's Mike? Where's Mike?
Now, Mike's not here till 8:30 tonight. And, of course, we have to finish by, around about 8 o'clock? So.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
So that's fine. I've got a couple of news stories I can throw in. So really...
Yeah, before we get onto the child molester, let's do some news stories.
I can go straight into them as well. So we can add sound effects. We can do anything here to make it good.
We could.
We don't have to. This is the people get what they get. I mean, they've got a sore throat. You know, what more could they?
They'll do the best we can.
Exactly, which is not a lot, but you know, we'll give it a go. I'll just go into my news thing. Could you just make a beeping noise or something until I find the story I'm after?
Boop.
Okay.
Boop.
Just keep going.
Boop.
Hang on a minute. Keep going. Oh, here we go. This is something. Man in latex arrested after jumping out in front of car in Somerset. Now, if you live around the West Country, you know, sort of Somerset, the Bristol, the West Country area, which I do, you know. This story has been coming up for the past 2 to 3 years, and it's a man who wears a full gimp suit, who keeps coming out at night. And he makes it to the local papers. Really popular now. And he's back out. He's on the prowl. So I can read you the story, give you a bit of an update.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, a lot of people are sending me messages when this comes out. Is this you? It's not me. Officers detained a man in his 30s after getting a call just after midnight saying a man had jumped out in front of a vehicle. Police said the suspect had been previously arrested after a man was seen wearing an all-in-one black rubber suit. A man who jumped out in front of a car wearing latex in Somerset overnight has been arrested on suspicion of causing a public nuisance. Police were called by a member of the public at around 12:07 a.m. on Tuesday to report that a man in latex had jumped out in front of a vehicle on Accommodation Road in the middle of the village of Bleeden. Officers arrived at the scene just 3 minutes after the call was received before locating and detaining a man in his 30s. Nearby Avon and Somerset police said he had previously been arrested on suspicion of causing a public nuisance in the Cleve, Claverham and Yatton areas last October after a man was seen wearing an all-in-one black rubber suit. He remains under investigation for the incident.
Was it Batman?
It was like Batman, but the sort of Batman who likes to put sort of spoons up his bottom.
And he doesn't solve crimes. He just puts things at his bottom. He
commits crimes based around his
bottom crimes.
Yeah. Police previously said they'd received 14 reports of a man approaching people while wearing disguises, one of which was a black bodysuit. Inspector Graham Hall of the neighbourhood policing team said, "We understand this latest incident may cause the community some concern. We took this morning's report extremely seriously and had officers on the scene within minutes, which ultimately led to the arrest being made. To reassure the community, we will be carrying out extra patrols in the Bleeding area, and anyone concerned about this or any other incident is encouraged to speak to an officer. Anyone who saw a man acting suspiciously in the Bleeding area overnight or has CCTV, doorbell or dash cam footage which could help the force's investigations has been urged to get in touch." It's a man who puts things up his bottom and likes to wear a rubber costume.
Hashtag, have you seen Night Gimp?
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
And again, yeah, if you've ever seen a man in a rubber suit. Yeah, let us know. Yeah. Won't do anything about it. Won't do a thing about that, you know. But that's fine. Should we move on to the next segment now?
Do you know what's the next segment? Remembering stuff?
We could remember stuff. I've got a great one, actually, for you. Hang on a minute, okay. If you bear with me a minute.
Deep breath. Have a drink. I can have a drink, too, and then we'll start remembering things.
Okay, shall I go first, or do you want to...
Go for it.
It's slightly different with a sore throat, but I can still do the same memories. When I was in school, there was a kid called Richard Shakechef. He was really big. He was massive. When we were about 13. He was about the size of a truck driver in his 40s. And he was really big. And he gave off a slight smell of piss. But I didn't mind that. It was all right. One day I spent lunch break with him. We sat outside one of the classrooms. And I told him about my sandwiches. Anyway, we discussed the sandwiches and then we went on to have separate groups of friends for our school careers, and I eventually lost all contact with him and I haven't seen him in over probably what's about 35 years now. Anyway, the other day I was in bed with the missus, and as we were getting ready to go to sleep, I said, "Do you remember Richard Shakechef?" And she went, "No, I didn't go to school with you." And then I regaled her with the story I've just told you. And then she said, "What was his name? Richard Shakespeare?" I said, "No, Richard Shakechef." And she said, "Yeah, I didn't know him." And then I went to bed and went to sleep.
Remembering stuff too. My turn.
Yeah.
I always remember. And this is because we've seen the cat video.
Yeah.
That when I was a kid, we had a cat. Yeah. And she got pregnant because they didn't have her fixed. And she was about to pop, like the cat on the video we just watched. And she... my parents put blankets everywhere so she could just have the babies wherever she wanted. But instead, my dad had a box in the garage full of old Morris Minor parts. And she... had the babies on all the hard cold metal instead of the blankets. And then when I was 5, my dad got allergic to cats. And I came home one day and the cat was gone, all the cat stuff. And my parents were like, "Yeah, we can't have a cat anymore." And we thought it'd be easy just to take it while he were out. And I haven't spoken to him since.
Do you remember in school, there was always a kid, and he'd be able to do a greenie, because I've got a cold, I can remember this, he'd be able to do a greenie, and it would hang out of his nose, and then he'd lean forward and he'd suck it back up his nose. Did you have one of them in your school?
Yeah. Did, in my, where I grew up, we were, We were next to a big council estate, and all the kids, they were really good at throwing stones. And I didn't know why, but we were shit at throwing stones because we had mortgages, and they but they were really good. I don't know why.
Do you remember kids in school going into the bogs and they'd hold their willies up towards them and try and drink the paste as it came out? I remember that.
Oh, God.
I'm not very well.
I remember going on a school ski trip to Austria.
And yeah.
We wanted to go out, and they, in Austria, even though we were 14, they'd serve you alcohol. So we all bought schnapps, and they were searching you as you came in. And I came up with the idea of putting all these small schnapps bottles in my socks. So if they checked the pockets, and I just, I worked, but I looked like I'd shit myself the way I was walking.
I went on a school trip to France. I think we stayed in Cherbourg. This is a really good story because it doesn't go anywhere, but it's, it helps fill up time and it's a micro memory and people that seem to like them. We went over and we stayed in a sort of converted flats that allowed school children to stay in separate rooms and you could use the classrooms to learn about France. And anyway, a night, all the kids were going to all the other rooms. Some of the kids went into one of the separate rooms that the girls had. And one of the kids, Robert Spruce, got off with one of the girls. Anyway, the next morning, the coach driver went down to the teachers and he said there'd been people having group sex in one of the bedrooms. So they took all the people downstairs and said, who was it in the room last night? And Rob said, it was me. And they said, were you having group sex in the room? And he said, no, because he wasn't. And anyway, they said, if you were, you might end up having a baby and you get in trouble. So we're going to tell your parents when you get home. So you better behave. And then we carried on with the rest of the trip. And he was worried, A, that they were going to tell his parents, and B, that somehow, by getting off with someone, he was going to come home with a kid, because we didn't understand what had happened. And anyway, the trip continued. All I remember is some kids saw some jellyfish in the sea, and we learned a song, and we drank some French pop. Anyway, on the ferry home, Rob Spruce, the same kid who'd been accused of having group sex, but he hadn't, went on the diddler, and on the channel, he put a quid in the diddler, and he won 75 quid. And they had to get a carrier bag to put all the money in. And then when we got to the other side of the channel, we got on the coach. And we drove all the way back to Newport, and we stopped off at the Civic Centre to drop everybody off. If you don't know what the Civic Centre is, it's a municipal building where the council go. Anyway, we got there. 7 o'clock in the morning, all the parents came to pick us up. And his dad was there, and the teachers, as soon as he got off the coach, they went up to him and he thought, oh God, they're going to tell my parents I had group sex. But they just said, your son's won 75 quid on the diddler. And they handed him a plastic bag full of money. And he used the money afterwards to buy a fishing rod. That's my story.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average,
Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Overlapping micro memory. School trip to France. It was poorly organized, very poorly organized, but we were 12. We didn't care. We stayed in a hotel room. It was like one of those cheap ones, but every room had condoms, free complimentary condom stuck to the table when you got in there. So you had a big group of 12-year-olds with condoms. Everyone filled them with water and we're just playing with them on the bus.
We had a kid bought one into my primary school, but we used to call him Gonks, and the nickname was Gonks, and he went, I've got a gonk. Do you want to see my gonk? So three of us went round the side of the school, and he got the gonk out of the packet, and we all touched it. And then I forcibly pushed it up towards his face and rubbed it on his face. This is the best podcast ever. Who else does this? Help me.
Do you want to do another watch party with another video?
Yeah, go on then. Yeah,
you ready?
Crack into that. Here we go.
I'll leave a bit of sound on this one. I don't no idea what that happens in this.
Okay, let's have a look.
There we go.
So straight off, this film is called The Child Molester, and it's obviously a public awareness film to let people know it's not a film with that stuff happening.
No, no, it's to warn you about them.
The dangers.
It's a very long intro of a girl playing hopscotch with singing over the top.
So we can see children enjoying themselves in a park here.
They've rubbed out the number 6 or 9.
Okay.
There we go.
Number of the beast, 666. The child is now filling in the hopscotch. Oh, hang on. An ominous shadow appears.
A man in brown shoes and grey slacks. Slippers.
Oh, dear. This is going to get nasty, isn't it?
Oh, he's offering her some sweets. This is classic.
Right, here we go.
Oh, it's too many. Hello, Mary. Oh, so he's giving some to a friend too.
Right, so
they look very happy.
They're really. I'd be happy to get a bag of jelly beans off a stranger, to tell the truth.
She put them on the floor.
Right, that's not right for a start. I mean,
you don't have to pick them off the ground. This man has more in his car.
Oh, he's got more in his car.
It's the old classic get in the car.
Did this film start that myth?
Yeah.
You want some?
Hang on a minute.
I use the sensible girl. She's rejecting his candy.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, but if I had a bag of sweets, I wouldn't offer them to more than one person. And he's done three people at this point, which is... Hang on a minute, there's an old woman watching.
She's very concerned.
So for the listeners here, there's an old woman watching a man passing some sweets to a children, and then they're getting into his car.
Put him in the car, now he's driving off. And she did nothing. She did nothing.
That's... I think it was the 60s. It was perfectly acceptable then to give children sweets and put them in your car.
Yeah. So now she's just walking off like nothing happened.
Yeah, which is fine. Doesn't give a shit. Fine. She stopped and she's seen the sweets on the floor. And as we know, any child worth its weight in sweets wouldn't leave sweets on the floor. You know.
And now the battered old car is driving, and the concerned mother's in the kitchen wondering where they are.
Okay, so let's have a look at this scene now. So, concerned mother's drinking coffee, and
perhaps she went to Mary's house.
So she's
calling Mary's.
Yeah.
No, they're not there either. That's nothing to worry about. They've been late before.
Well,
probably at a friend's house.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I mean, you know, they're not. It's not a friend's house they're going to, is it?
They're having a Coke.
Maybe they're having a Coke.
Then they're having jelly beans with a pedo.
Or the blueberry.
Yeah. Now it's just a series of people shaking their heads and they haven't seen them. And an empty playground, which is quite sinister.
Yeah, that is quite sinister, actually. The idea of a playground with some jelly beans on the floor as evidence. That's all they'll ever find. Here we go now. And
they're in the car.
All right, cut back to the car.
You'll see. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I think there is.
They're suspicious. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, Kathy is on her way home.
So Kathy was the kid who said no.
No, yeah.
Or suggest getting into a car. She used to go right home and report it to her parents.
Right. Yes,
she's instead of reporting it to her parents, she's looking at a doll in a window and smiling. And she's stood there uncomfortably for a weird amount of time.
Yeah.
She could join Jeannie and Mary when they play with their dolls.
Right.
That's a very strange smile. It makes me uncomfortable.
And their afternoon tea parties in the backyard.
So the child who, the child who denied the crime is just
if it's better to be a nurse or a
enjoying
teacher.
A picnic. At this
Now there's a rabbit in a
strict as they are
buggy.
When it comes to caring for their pet.
Oh, fell out.
Good.
And she could use her mother's pretty clothes to pretend she was grown up, too.
Okay, that's fine.
And she would trust them with her deepest secrets and laugh with them because the world is so friendly and full
right.
of fun.
Right.
I know what's...
Okay.
And all you
this
have
is
to
weird.
Do is what mom...
There's a lot going on in this girl's head.
I mean...
There's also... She has the inner monologue. Her inner monologue, the voice was an old man.
Yeah, sinister. Very
now he's
sinister.
Driving those two kids across a field.
Okay, so we're now back to the Jellybean Man, and he's taking the kids up the woods. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going up the woods, right?
No.
Let me just clear that up. If you go up the woods, it's fine.
I want to go home.
Yeah, I
sure. I'll take you home pretty soon.
I want to go now.
Yeah, me too.
Take a minute.
Some great child acting.
Oh, dear. So Jellybean Man's getting out of the car. This is... I mean, if this turns really sinister, do we just stop it?
We'll stop it. Bear in mind, they probably show this in schools in the
50s. Yeah, they probably did, actually, yeah.
Oh, serious music.
Okay.
One of them's running away.
Right, one of them's running away. There's a chance you might call the police. This might all be over in the next few minutes. Oh, God, he just threatened to kill both of them. Jesus Christ, it was only a bag of jelly beans.
Yeah, now he's dragging the other child while chasing the other child.
Oh, my God, this is, you know...
Just dramatic.
I mean, keep running, get away from him. If the other kid can somehow bite him, they're possibly going to be safer. Let's see what happens here. So in this scene, it's quite a long, arduous sort of shot, very slow editing. We're just watching people run through the woods now.
She's hiding behind a tree.
Right, one of the people is hidden behind a tree.
She
didn't
really she's just leaning against it. She's not really hid behind it.
Yeah, it's not.
Luckily, he's an idiot.
I mean, if he can drive a car and buy sweets, I'm sure he can see someone leaning against a tree.
No. Oh, yeah, he's got it. Oh, the other one's run away.
Right, the
what
other one's
twist.
Escaped now. Right, okay.
Yeah. What a twist.
A little bit like Predator, what we're watching now. A little bit like Predator.
She needs to cover herself in mud so we can't see her.
Hang on a minute. Here come the police. We're doing all right, guys. It's not going to be as sinister.
They're
going to
be okay. They're going to be okay.
I think the police have turned up, so we're going to be okay. Let's watch and see what happens here.
Lovely 1950s police car.
Fantastic police car. Fantastic.
Imagine those police are probably Irish.
Yeah, they've got to be Irish cops. You've got to be a policeman in America. You have to be Irish.
It doesn't seem possible that anything could happen to their daughters. They're such good girls. But the presence of the police...
I could probably run faster than both those police officers.
Yeah, I mean, considering the fact they would be dead by now as well.
Oh, wait, even easier.
Will you describe your daughter?
She's just 9.
The mother's got a sort of hairnet on.
And she's wearing a blue...
I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure what's happening there.
She's never been this late before.
And your daughter?
Jeannie's only 8. Dark
the acting's
hair
great.
And eyes, pretty, and wearing a pink sunsuit.
Okay,
you
so that's...
saw them last? No one I've talked to. I've talked with all her friends. They
I'm not being funny.
Seeing the girls in the playground. Nothing
the
else.
Man, the
if
man who just said I've talked to all her friends,
do,
looks a little bit sinister them. Himself.
He did, maybe he gave them sweets to talk to.
Yeah, there is an issue there. I think.
Oh, now it's back to Predator.
Okay, so back to Predator. Right, so let's just establish this. The kids have had some sweets. They've gone in a car. They've realised it's dangerous. They're on the run. In the meantime, the parents have called the police. The police are now aware that this is happening. We're back in the woods, and that Predator is... He's definitely... He wants more than sweets now. So let's see where this takes us. I'm
so
quite
running away.
Okay, back to the radio.
As a police radio operator.
The information obtained by the police is swiftly checked out, and cars alerted.
Okay. 2 more cars.
So at least...
After the two girls left their homes,
oh God.
The two witnesses helped put the pieces together.
Right, okay, we've got
One
two
of the
witnesses.
was the woman who went by the playground.
Oh, the woman she who didn't do anything.
Brilliant. Now, if I'm not being funny. With a man. If I was in the police and a woman had been hanging around a playground all day, I'd arrest her anyway.
Yeah.
Just the way I roll.
Ooh, she was just people watching. Was taking the girls, but now she's listening to the radio. Busybody.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, Margaret. How are you? You say Dorothy's girl? Are you sure?
Now she's like, shit, I should have done something.
Because she's seen a man with a bag of sweets hanging around a park, isn't she? So
exactly.
And you say no one saw them go away?
No. No one saw them go away.
Oh, no.
This is the worst.
No. I don't believe they went to some party.
No.
Goodbye.
I mean, what's happening here is the local busybody is actually going to come up trumps. You know,
exactly. But,
you know, we've got to sort of sit through her now deciding whether to call the police or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't she do something immediately? There suppose they had called her a busybody or a crank. So what?
She's quite a big unit. You know, I mean,
it's not nice to watch her run witness. With 1950s bra technology.
I mean, if you saw an older woman that size.
Being a young girl absorbed in so many things, it wasn't until late in the afternoon that Kathy finally remembered to tell her mother about the stranger.
I mean, they're all taking their time. I mean, yeah, this is not right. Oh, we've cut back to the woods now, Reese.
Luckily,
this is...
yeah.
Oh, God, I'm just being ill. Oh, God.
Here he comes. He's tracked her down to the last tree.
Okay, here we go. So this is where we're taking it now. Again, very sinister.
Oh, I mean, there's a pipe. One of them has a pipe.
Oh, here we go. Anything that involves pipes and tubes, I'm heavily interested in, apart from when it involves a man with a bag of sweets taking children into the woods. I draw the line at that. Yeah.
She's climbing into the pipe.
Okay, let's just see what happens here then.
Oh, no.
Actually, what she's we're seeing here is someone...
next to it.
Yeah, a kid hiding behind a pipe instead of inside a pipe, which makes more sense.
He's got good tracking skills. He's like our friend Rich Brito.
He's very good, isn't he, actually? Yeah. I mean, as tracking experts go, he's, you know, for someone who's just got a bag of sweets, he's doing very well.
And a rusty old car.
Yeah.
See, look. No, he got
it. Uh-oh. Right, so what we're essentially watching is a cat and mouse game. It's just a man grabbing a child. The child runs off. Another child runs off. He grabs another one. Back to the police. I mean, it's not high octane, this, is it?
Then slow, Kathy repeats slow the story to the police and Jeannie's and Mary's parents. Like any parent, Mary's mother thought...
But why my child?
Oh, God,
why?
Yeah.
Why? Why
That's
not
true.
Any other one? Why?
Yeah,
there
good
are
question.
Reasons why.
But my girl knows about sex.
Oh,
I
God.
I answer her questions honestly.
Jesus Christ.
When she was only six, I told her where babies came from.
Didn't tell her about the bloke with sweets, though. That's the issue.
No. I don't think sex education has got anything to do with this.
No, I think it's more sort of don't hang around with sort of weirdos with sweets.
Yeah.
I keep no secrets from her.
Hmm.
Of course, I never told her about the sick or the perverted.
They just walk. That's really the sickos, as if like just a memory everybody has. The police marching a pedo down the street with a girl that they've has been their victim next to them.
I mean, every street has got a sicko and a pervert in it. We all know that, you know.
Why my child? Why?
Yeah.
And not Kathy.
Yeah, blame
why
it on someone
Kathy?
Else.
Is her parents?
Right.
Like you, they know about molesters. But unlike you, they realized it was necessary to give Kathy specific information about child molesters.
Okay, like where they live.
Kathy's informed.
To enjoy touching young children.
Well, hang on a minute, bloody hell.
Kathy's parents know that most
it's a bit on the nose, this. I thought these kind of films would be a bit softer.
Yes, it's definitely got an edge to it, this one.
Never happened if the child victims had sometime been given the opportunity to know their enemy.
And there's a picture of a man on a bench.
The man on a bench who's supposed to be a... He's definitely a molester. Imagine me in the casting call for that.
Well, how'd you get another job again?
I think you just look a bit. You just got to look a bit weird.
High waisted trousers and a sort of slightly shifty look in your eye, and then you're immediately one of them. That's the way I'm sort of looking at it.
From the very rich to the very poor.
Okay.
They can be old or young.
Yeah.
Where are they found? In slums like here?
Yeah.
Or in houses just like your own?
Okay, yeah. Well, not my house, because I don't want them in my house.
No.
And live any place.
They can live anywhere. They can be anywhere.
The thing that matters.
France, Italy,
is that
Spain.
They do exist. And the child must know what to do.
Yeah.
If approached.
See.
Henley's. Anywhere around Cumbrian, you know. North Wales, West Wales. You know, anywhere. You can live anywhere.
Snowdonia National Park.
Here we go. So there's another. More again, this.
Can prevent most molesting crimes.
But won't warnings about sex criminals set up an undesirable mental association in the child's mind?
Only if warnings are...
Just keep your eyes out for peds. I mean, that's what we're saying, really.
Because they look odd. Don't talk to them.
It's a specific subject to be handled separately. For the best molester prevention program, start with preschool children.
Okay.
And for a non-alarming effect, you should combine...
I'm having a bit of an issue here.
Yeah.
With safety rules.
What if you go on a campaign to stop this?
Look both ways.
What if you just turn up at a place and say, I need a load of kids to tell them about the dangers of, you know, molesters to kids?
Well,
can I just walk into your school to do it? It's not right, is it?
Now it's just a montage of different molesters. Why are they always wearing suits and shirts and ties?
Always do your homework. And if invited into a car, after refusing, write down the license number. A stick or a stone will do.
She's writing the license number in mud. Clever.
Yeah.
Talk in low whispers in the movies.
Hang on a minute. Kid
in the movies.
Hang on a minute.
A man sat next to her.
Or touches you, call the usher.
Yeah.
Okay. I always call the usher in the movies.
There's a perv over there.
Make your allowance last the entire week, and don't accept money, candy, or toys from strangers.
I mean, I would take money off of strangers and sweets and toys, but I'm a fully grown adult, so I suppose.
If lost,
that's all right.
Go to the nearest policeman for help.
Okay. That's not a policeman at this.
That's not a policeman. He doesn't want to give you directions.
No. No.
No, she's walking away. She knows what she's doing. She's sensible.
Exactly.
Luckily, there's a police officer just on the other side.
Oh, well, the good old days. There was a policeman on every street corner in those days, of course. You know, so it was easy
if
then.
A stranger asks
looks like a Volvo.
Tell him to see a policeman or inquire at the nearest store.
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Never go with him or near his
car. I think they've sort of hammered home the fact you should not get in a car with a perv.
No.
That's quite obvious, you know, from the off.
This is hilarious. There's like this perverts in suits on every street corner just waiting for kids to walk past.
Yeah, was this a trend in those days that every street corner had a perv? Or, you know,
and a police officer.
Does it still exist?
Release a child to a stranger without first checking with the parents.
Right.
Well, he's showing some ID. Or it's a letter. Says, I'm not a perv.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, but even with a written note, I can't permit him to go with you or anyone else unless I first check with his parents personally.
That's fine. My name is Len. Please, can I take this child in a car? It's not
going to work. This guy just downed a bottle of wine and now he's looking through a scrap heap.
Instruct your children not to play with stray dogs or cats. And never play in alleys, public toilets, or empty buildings.
Hang on a minute, what's wrong with playing with stray cats and dogs? I don't understand that.
Minimal effort from that man poor in the alleyway to grab.
Others to teach their children the facts of life.
Right.
Molester education is your responsibility.
Okay.
Authorities contend that it is negligence for today's parents not to educate their children about child molesters.
Well, fair enough, that's a fact, you know.
It's a true fact.
Yeah.
A few minutes of instruction could save you a lifetime of grief.
Fantastic. Oh, that's good.
Are they going to wrap up this storyline of the girls?
Oh, God, it's got a dark ending, isn't it? Oh, God. I mean,
where are they going?
I think. Good point, actually. I mean, oh, dear. I think they're going to, you know, identify the. Oh, God, this is grim. They're going to identify the victim.
This is way dark. For the 50s, this is way darker than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Missing girls were found.
Oh, God.
These. Yeah. Are the actual police films of the tragedy.
Oh,
my, oh my God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, John. I didn't expect that from my 1950s.
I mean, you know, slightly ill. I thought I'd just jump in on a podcast with a bit of a wacky 1950s film. And then, you know, it just took it way beyond. Well, started with a bag of sweets, Christ. Ended in tears. We definitely have to.
Definitely. Oh, God.
Oh, René, why have you done this to me? And then we definitely have to. I mean, we can do the first sort of 10 minutes. That's fine, but then we cut that bit.
The end got too dark. Then we have to.
End
cut the
got too
out.
Dark, so we'll you know, but we can move on. I can find another news story to go into. That's
yeah, we've got a new story. To go.
I got a new. I've got not watching one of them again in a hurry. A new story. Let's have a look at some wacky news stories here. Brighten the mood. Here we go. Brilliant. Got a great one. Sent into a good friend of mine. Sent in by a good friend of mine. I've been sick. Let's have a quick look at this. Never wear a butt plug to your MRI appointment. Now, have you ever been for an MRI scan?
I haven't, no.
Have you ever had a butt plug put inside your bottom?
Not yet.
No worries. We can sort that out for you now with this fantastic story that I've just sourced on the internet. So let's have a quick look. I'm just going to pop in here just to entertain yourself whilst I bring the story up. Here we go. And again, it's managed to disappear. So just keep chatting amongst yourself. I'll bring it up now. Here we go. It's just coming up now. Should have prepped for this in advance, but I didn't bother.
This is really good. This is a good episode.
Again, it's one of the best. So I'm just trying to get into the app here. Right. Hang on a minute.
Any luck? Johnny, you still there? Oh, he's frozen. It's just me. I just read some strange news. So a woman in Australia has survived 5 days in the bushland by eating wine and candies. Lillian, who's 48 years old, was rescued by helicopters in the Mitabita bushland, dense stretch of eucalyptus forest in the southeastern state of Victoria. She was driving towards the Dartmouth Dam for a day trip, but she hit a dead end road and realized she made a wrong turn. The vehicle got stuck in the mud. She didn't have any phone signal, and she just ate whatever was in the car, some snacks, some candy, and a bottle of wine, which she'd intended as a gift for her mother. So that's good. What other weird news have we got? I don't know. So it was a $120,000 banana in an art museum by an art installation by Italian artist Mazzuro Catalan. Famously provocative signature work was a banana taped to a wall, and a South Korean college student ate it just because they fancied it. Here's another news story. A woman gets 21 years for trying to kill her doppelganger with cheesecake. Russian woman living in New York City was sentenced to 21 years in jail for poisoning her similar-looking friend with a sedative-laced cheesecake and stealing her identification and other valuables. Victoria Nazarova, 47, was attempted of murder, assault, and other charges. A ruthless and calculating con artist is going for prison for a long time for trying to murder her way to personal profit, was said in a statement. I don't know where John is. I think he's gone. He's back.
And I just sent you a WhatsApp voice message. You might be able to
Oh, shall I play it? Shall I play some of the voice messages you've sent me?
Yeah, although some of them might be terribly offensive, but try that one there. That I've just sent. It just moves this back together. And I've got the news stories ready then, so we'll be okay.
You know. I'll play the other one you sent, though, that was really good. That
was that.
Hi, Reese. I don't know if you can use this in the podcast to sort of sew this bit together. I'm just connecting back on. I don't know what's happened. Obviously, that terrible film you just made me watch has damaged the computer. Here we go. Entering that.
Okay, so... which is a great segue, because I can go back to that story now that I had. Obviously, we have cut a large chunk of this podcast out because some of it was so horrific. We can't let anyone ever see or hear that. But from where we are now, Reese, brilliant. We're doing really well.
Can I play this one?
Which one's that one? Yeah, is it? Yeah, okay.
Dear Mr. Harrison, thank you very much for your letter bringing our attention to your faulty Bic pen. We produce 1.7 billion Bic pens every year, so unfortunately we cannot test each and every one. Having spoken to our team of engineers, we cannot ascertain why one of the medium point Bic crystal ballpoint pens that you purchased, and I quote, only draws large cocks. We've never heard of this occurring previously, and we couldn't recreate this anomaly, so we can only assume that this pen was temporarily possessed, and we will drop it off at a local church for exorcism. Hopefully, it won't end up accidentally next to the marriage register. We are sorry to hear that this pen ruined your grandmother's birthday card and that you must now sign for credit card purchases by, and I quote again, penning an enormous phallus. Luckily, chip and pin is prevalent throughout the UK. As an apology, I've enclosed 5 times fine point Bic orange stick pens for your usage. I have personally tested each one for erroneous genitalia production, and these seem to be okay. Yes, the pen lids are very good for scratching in your ears, and blowing through the lids is a great way to annoy people. And no, we have never received any reports of our orange Bic disposable razor shaving penises into things. Many thanks, Edgar Hernandez. Advertising and promotional products, Bic.
Great content. Great content.
This is going to be a shorter episode because the video that we thought would be fun and quirky, it got very dark.
Yeah, the video we did think would be really good fun, a bit of a sort of tongue-in-cheek, slightly kitsch, you know, exciting, fun video. It went wrong, didn't it? You know, terribly wrong. Those images were not right, and, you know.
No.
That's gone now. That has gone, so that's fine. I'll just get back to the news now. Here we go.
I was going to keep bringing up the horrible thing that traumatized.
I've got a new story. I've got two. So this will fill up the last 10 minutes.
Let's do it.
First story up. As I said earlier, I'll just go back into this. Have you ever had an MRI scan, Reese?
No.
Have you ever had a butt plug put up your bottom?
Not yet.
Okay, then. Well, here we go. Personal injury cases. This is a fantastic one. Chris Goodnow, Chris Goodnow, an estimated Valley attorney, has picked up a client who is suing a sex toy company. Said client purchased a butt plug that was advertised as 100% silicone. Client then wore the butt plug to an MRI appointment. Much to his dismay, the butt plug in fact had a metallic core. The butt plug accelerated at the speed of sound into the client's chest cavity. described in a memo as an anal railgun. The client survived with major injuries. There's a quick story for you there. Never use
an anal railgun.
So never use one of them. And then I've got another one we could pop in now just to bulk it up a bit after we had to take a considerable amount out of the podcast because it was not right. Quirky kitsch story ended up being quite horrific and more depressing than the film Threads, I would say.
Equal is up there.
Yeah. A man died with a ping pong ball in his bottom after being electrocuted whilst pleasuring himself. The single 30-year-old from the Czech Republic who lived at home with his parents was found dead on the floor of his bedroom by firefighters who were forced to kick his
door. That shouldn't be
funny. Shouldn't be funny, but it does bring a slight lump to the trouser and a tear to the eye. He was wearing a one-piece women's swimsuit and had tightly wrapped his legs, trunk and neck in straps of plastic and fabric. His concerned parents sought help after he failed to open his locked door. Despite them knocking for a long time, doctors revealed in a report outlining the unusual circumstances of his death. Police found an electronic massage device laying next to his unidentified man's body, which was still connected to the mains. The 30-year-old was found dead on the floor of his bedroom by firefighters who were forced to kick in the door. Police found an electric... I've read this bit. The police found an electric massage device laying next to the unidentified man's body. It was connected to the mains. Another object around 9 centimetres in length was also lodged in his rectum. The doctor said it was a round plastic cylinder onto which a ping pong ball fixed with plastic wrap was placed. Have you ever put a ping pong ball with an electronic device into your bottom, Rhys?
Not I could remember.
No, I haven't done that either. Listeners, have you ever tried that sort of thing? I don't know. Let us know.
Hashtag I've put things in me.
Yeah. Hashtag electricity. Have you ever used electricity? That's something we could take into account for this one, couldn't we? You know, so.
Should we call it a day? I'm just too traumatized.
I think after what we went through this afternoon, I think both of us should just call it a day.
Gonna go find some professional counselling.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go and speak to someone now. There's a lot of online guidance you can get these days for that sort of thing. Yeah. So fingers crossed, it'll be better next time. Bye. Sorry for what happened, everyone. But bye.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's loud, it's here.
The man down here, and help us.
Demon Sea. Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move and the great conspiracy had been made.